You're living through an amazing agenda, folks. And I tell people who listen to me generally can handle the news. You can't handle anything if you put your head in the sand. But there are people, thank goodness, that want to know. And who don't sit and chew their fingers every day when they find out what's going on. It fortifies you and makes you stronger. That's what it does. It makes you stronger, folks. And I tell you, it makes you grow up big time when you understand how evil the world really is. And it isn't just become evil. You've been living in a fantasy your whole life anyway and kept immature and silly. And the entertainment they gave you was for children, really. And the entertainment, too, was lots of propaganda and indoctrinations. These are your updates, just like computer updates for spyware. You get updates for the culture, what you're supposed to say, not say, think, not think, yada, yada, yada. So really, you've been living a bit of a fantasy your whole life long. And it's been cruel all along. Your countries have been at wars. There's always wars on the go all the time across the planet. And special force groups were designated years ago to be used. More so than just all-out warfare programs. They would use them across the world. And they have been using them consistently for the last 30-odd, maybe 40 years. And so the things you hear about or even see in movie versions and drama really happen, and the murders happen, slaughters happen, and then you even had Obama, for goodness sake, in main newspapers and magazines saying he was happy going in the morning to work, and he personally would pick the targets for drone strikes. Maybe read in the papers that were blowing up Muslims having weddings or even funerals and so on. Oops, there's lots of oops, so it wasn't him after all, it wasn't this one after all, it didn't matter. Do you understand how frivolous it was, and all the characters involved in blowing other people up? And you're told it's just oops. These are the same characters that are still really in power behind the scenes today. And do you think you see you any better or differently? Do you really think so? Than those disposable Muslims that they had designated for extermination in their own countries. You better start waking up even at a higher level than you've woken up to right now. The greatest evil on the planet right now generally wears suits and ties as the uniform. Or you get the more PR-created, relaxed type like Bill Gates with his sweaters on, you know. But regardless, they're all the same uniforms to me. I hope you understand what you're witnessing, what you're living through right now. And there's a much bigger agenda going on, much, much bigger than COVID-19. Much, much bigger. When the same agenda is sustainability, when the same agenda is global warming that turned into climate change, which is also sustainability, has been prattled out now for sustainability under COVID. It's the same agenda. And it's rocket launched under COVID, you see, much faster. Anyway, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, send me a few bucks, folks, please. And you'll see how to do it if you go into the website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And don't give up. Because, you know, this is part of being alive, is putting up with evil in your lifetime. And every generation's had this bout of it. And folk were set off to slaughters in World War I. 20 years passed for a new crop of folk to get slaughtered. We were sent off for World War II. That's why that was way up to 20 years or so. And at the end of World War II, before it was over, you had Americans and Australians too, and some British special forces over in Vietnam, for a while. And then you get in different countries as well. And it goes on and on and on. You don't realize you're always at war with somebody, you know. For purposes that you never fathom, even if you're told about them, you'll really never get the truth out of them. The CIA is these amazing things across the world. For a global controlled society, including at home, It doesn't work for American citizens. Not the people, anyway. You're living through an incredible evil. You're seeing some of the people coming forward. I always said that 2 years ago with the so-called hidden masters would one day come forward when they felt it was safe to declare themselves to the people, to guide the people into a new system and through a new system. Blavatsky prattled on about that too, with her theosophy and so on. And so did the big movement. And don't forget too, the revolutionary movement from the 1700s, 1800s, into the 20th century. The revolutionary movement was steeped in occultism. Steeped in it, absolutely. The Tennysons of the world and so on were all heavily involved in the occult and revolution. I could go on about that too and give you talks about some of the characters and what happened and so on, but not tonight, folks. So anyway, that's me, I guess. CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. Send me a few bucks because I really do need it. And I'll continue to put out information as we go through it all together. And don't forget, you can send me emails too to let me know how things are going. And even to the folk I can't get back to right away because I get overwhelmed at times, I read them all, you know. And it's fantastic to get real history in the making from people who are living through it too. We are history, understand, not the eventual books they'll churn out with a different version of it, the authorized version. You are the authorized version. You're living it through it with your experiences of it all. So take care of yourselves and stay in touch. From myself, Alan Watt from Ontario, Canada, is good night. May your God or your gods go with you.